Bye.
Launching an hour number three of the program, you can dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the site. We continue with your call. Steve in Colorado, back to you. You were just getting into telling us a story, and you didn't have enough time. So go ahead and kick that off again, would you?
Okay, sure. Apparently there's an economics professor in some university in Texas. As I said, I don't know if this story is true or not, but it certainly rings true when you listen to the whole thing or read the whole thing. And apparently he said that he never failed a student, but he once failed an entire class.
Hmm.
He said that he had this one particular class that were really excited about socialism, the majority of them were anyway, and so he was sort of pressing them on why they thought it was so great, and they said the word that kept coming up was the word equality, because, you know, it's good for equality or whatever. So he said, okay, great, let's do this. Let's take your grades of all your tests, and to make it equal, what we'll do is we'll average the grade, and then you'll all get the same grade. That way, you know, nobody will be poor and nobody will be rich, you know, everybody will be all the same, it'll be equal, it'll be equality.
Mm-hmm.
So the first test came and the average was a B, everybody was happy. And then the second test came and the average was a C, because suddenly the people who had studied very hard weren't so inspired to study as hard. And as the weeks progressed, the average grade got lower and lower, the bickering and fighting and accusatory statements in the classroom, you know, grew to be a great noise, a great din, and the grades kept plummeting, and finally the final grade was an F, and the entire class failed. So I don't know if that's a true story or not, but it certainly rings true. It reminded me of the very first the story of the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's a perfect analogy to the history of the attempts of socialism around the world.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, and I almost hated the call, really, because I was really getting excited about that. Well, I shouldn't say excited is not the right word. I was really getting motivated by the torture story. But I just hate socialism so much, I can't help but talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I got that same email, and I do think it's an awesome email. And
yeah,
it didn't happen, but...
How do you know it didn't happen?
Well, I looked it up on Snopes.
Oh, okay.
It's listed as a legend. In March 2009, one of the email forwards from a movement that was a piece quoted above, it appeared variously entitled, Excellent Lesson in Economics, Great Experiment, Experiment in Socialism, Texas Professor, Simple Analogy, Great Lesson in Socialism, Economics 101, Something for Nothing, Perfect Analogy, Simple Economics, and Capitalism versus Socialism. There is indeed a real school named Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas. But the school is merely the latest setting to illustrate for this illustrative tale meant to explain the teller's belief that communism or socialism, the terms are used interchangeably throughout, though the meanings are different, cannot work. And another example is an illustrative tale used to explain how that might work otherwise, be a difficult concept to grasp, is the How Taxes Work item that was widely circulated in 2002. While we can't yet pin down the origin of the grade averaging piece, anecdotal evidence indicates it's at least 15 years older than its 2009 outbreak would tend to indicate, in that one of the readers says that he heard it at a Bible college in 1994 from a professor teaching world civics.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
It's cool.
It's
and
funny.
It's not like it could never happen. And I think that these, you know, the email stories are good illustrative stories. And I love the way they're written because they can be so motivating. But
yeah,
the chances are if you get it in the email, it's
not
just
true.
Not true.
Right.
It's funny how it bubbles up, though. I mean, if it really did come up 20 years ago and it was being passed around in academic circles, now it's bubbled up as an email forward that millions of people perhaps have seen.
There's valuable lessons in it.
Yeah, I regard it, when I first heard it, I said, well, I don't know, probably didn't happen, I at least regarded it as a very good parable anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'd see nothing wrong with that, except I can't, you know, on the radio show, I can't say, oh, you know, I can't let something go that I know is the truth. I mean, I just can't let my, you know.
Yeah, well, of course.
I mean, and let's talk a little bit about what they're pointing out there as to what the reasons are that something like that could really happen and why it draws a line, why it is analogous to what happened in real life socialist countries. And that is because in under socialism, if everybody is equal and guaranteed the same amount of results, that is not commensurate with the amount of efforts that they put into the production process. And of course, we're ignoring the whole fact that the production process is centrally controlled and centrally planned, and that's all kinds of bad for the economy. And,
right. The people that had to study really, really, really hard to get B's or A's, mm-hmm. they say to themselves, "Well, I'm going to let the work of studying be done by the people that are good at it, and the people that are naturally smart, I'm going to let them take care of that whole studying and getting good grades thing. I'm going to do what I'm good at, which is drinking beer and partying or whatever it is that they do." And right.
As the quality continues to decline, again, none of them have the proper incentives. They don't have their own individual best interests in mind because no matter what they do, they'll be affected by the rest of the group. So what happens is that, you know, that first grade came through and it was okay. The second grade came through and it was a little bit worse. And as they begin to see quality continue to decline, they understand that even if they start really putting in significant effort, let's say they could study twice as hard as they were studying otherwise, even if they study twice as hard, they're not going to get any real significant return on investment, because if other people are dropping off, if they're not studying as much, then they're increasing in studying. It does nothing
right.
to bring the grade.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
So they're frustrated by that, and then eventually the producers... That's who we're talking about here. The people that are getting the A's on the test, the producers, are going to throw up their hands and they're going to say, "That's it. I'm not studying. I'm not studying like I used to.
Why am I going to study my butt off for a D or an F when I could just be partying like everybody else?
Yeah, get a D and an F and party, right?
I can watch Scrubs. Screw it.
You know what's really funny? I feel like that analogy, like if you were to ask just your average college kid, like, when you do group projects, how do you feel when you worked really hard and other people in your group did this and, you know, everyone got the same grade? How does that make you feel? I feel like most people instinctually would say, you know, that I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm. It really sucks when that happens. And like
and it happens
something
every time.
Like this story is such a good illustration. And I feel like most people really, really would understand this. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to economics, it goes right over their heads. Well, like they just can't apply.
The email is pretty good at pointing out this is how socialism works. And what I'm curious about is the people that are socialists that get this email.
What would they say?
I mean, like, I know I don't believe in socialism, so when I get it, I read through it, and I agree with everything it says. It doesn't get me fired up. It got me fired up enough a few weeks ago to look it up on Snopes, so it must have worked. But what is it like for a socialist? What do they say to themselves?
I actually have a little bit of insight. Prior to 1920, when Mises wrote Economic Calculation of the Socialist Commonwealth, where he talked about the economic calculation argument, in other words, how in a socialist society you don't know how much products to produce and where to allocate them to.
Right, because there aren't any market signals. All of the decisions are being made by a central planning board.
Exactly. Prior to Mises writing that 1920, all of the arguments against socialism were like this. They were basically, who's going to take out the trash in your great socialist society, or an argument just like this. And how the socialists would respond is they would say, well, of course, in the socialist public education system that we're going to put into effect, we're going to implement, we're going to create a new socialist man. And this new socialist man will believe that it's incumbent upon him as a human being to work absolutely as hard as he can in everything that he does.
It's wonderful.
So,
it's wonderful.
That's
so well
that's
in Russia.
Think.
Yeah, great call tonight, Stephen. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, basically they're saying we're going to change human nature, right? I mean, that's essentially what they were saying.
See, now that, and you know, I know socialists hate to have the Soviet Union thrown in their face, but... The fact is,
let's throw Cuba at them then.
The Soviet Union and Cuba and these places have had decades And the Soviet Union had, you know, multiple decades to educate people in the way that they were going to be educated. They had their socialist system all set up and ready to go. So why didn't they create the socialist man?
1-800-259-9231. Maybe they did, Mark. We just don't know about it. Maybe Cuba really is a people's paradise.
From what I can tell, they took over the world, and they, you know, they just happened to collapse in the process.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
And this is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. Exports cannot be used to escape the problems created by the Federal Reserve, Wall Street, and banking. Germany is off 24%, Japan 40%, the U.S. 23.6%. The Second Great Depression is in progress, and this could last 10 years or longer.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Manufacturing in the United States is 14% of GDP, 18% worldwide, and 33% in China. Manufacturing makes up two-thirds of exports for the U.S. What we are seeing is a race to the bottom. In India, handicraft exports have fallen, which accounts for 16% of GDP, some 55% year-on-year. And the story goes on and on and on. World trade is dead.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring Yep, anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's totally free. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They do all kinds of stuff. There's more dozens of things that they do at LegalZoom.com. I can't even name them all. But they do make it fast and easy. I've done it. I know. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. We continue here talking to you about whatever you want. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tony?
Not a whole lot. That was the most thorough breakdown of the torture memo that I have seen out of any news media. That was a great job, gentlemen.
Well, it was alternate.org that did the hard work. We just read it.
Yeah.
We did add some commentary to it. But
let me see what y'all think of this. You know that we've got the memo with the right-wing extremists came out, and then a couple of days later, this torture memo comes out. Do you think they're trying to scare us into submission here? Hey, y'all better chill out, or you might be tortured or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're always trying to scare people. That's what the government does best, is intimidate and create fear in people. I don't know if that was their exact explicit intention, but it's a possibility.
Yeah. I was wondering if you gentlemen could give me just a second to promote a liberty-oriented musician.
Go ahead, sure.
Yeah, I upload a lot of videos on YouTube, and they're just fair use news clips. I hardly ever ask permission. But I made a mistake, and I downloaded the We Must Take America Back by Steve Vouse. I didn't ask him permission. The guy sent me an email or a YouTube message with his phone number on it asking me to call him. I called him. He asked me to take the video down, and he said that a local news station was going to interview him, you know, about his new song and his video and all this good stuff, and they went on YouTube to get some clips from it to use on air, and instead they came across my site, and it had a bunch of conspiracy videos on it, and it only had 200 or 300 views, and they decided to cancel the interview with him.
Mm. Oh, no.
And this guy is a great guy. He wasn't even mad at me. He just asked me to take the video down. And come to find out, he originally came out with the song 15 years ago on the RCA label, and it started becoming real popular. It's called We Must Take America Back. This was during the Clinton administration.
How are you
going to do that,
though?
RCA blacklisted him.
They
took the record off the shelves. They took it off the radio stations. It's basically what they tried to do to Amy Allen.
I'm not familiar with that, but I mean, I see where he's coming from. I understand the mentality of let's take America back, but how? I mean, how you can't? It's not possible. America's done for. It's just a matter of time before it all comes to a grinding halt and hopefully a non-explosive finish.
What do you think happens after that?
I don't know. But I don't
maybe that's when we should take it back. maybe we'll have to rebuild it.
I don't think it's worth it. I don't really understand point would be.
The only thing I really like about America is the flag, the colors. I like the founding fathers, that music that they play. I love the thing in front of the Super Bowl that they do. I dig that stuff. But
you make your own little New Hampshire song.
Everything else doesn't really. What's interesting to me is, you know, like I care deeply about what happens to the people in El Paso, Texas, but not so much of the people in Juarez, Mexico. It's right across the border. It's feet away. I care about what happens in San Diego, but I don't care about what happens in Tijuana. I care about what happens in Washington State, but I don't care about what happens in British Columbia. Do you see how ridiculously weird that is?
Well, I don't see him saying that. I just see him saying
I'm not saying the Constitution. I'm not saying that guy does, and I understand that, but it's the I don't know. I'm kind of talking about nationalism in general, like
right. I definitely understand that, and then mostly that it's used to manipulate. It's not really used for anything concrete.
Yep. And what about and the Constitution? I mean, from what I can tell, the religious fervor that goes on for the Constitution. I've certainly had it in my life, but
as have I in the past.
It's not that great of a document.
No, as was pointed out recently, the Constitution, when you actually look at what it says, can be quite a tyrannical document.
They put these the House there and the Senate there. I mean, what were these guys supposed to vote on? They say that it was only supposed to be these certain, 20 powers that
protect life, liberty, and property.
The federal government has, but what's the Senate and the House there for? They didn't have them in the Articles of Confederation. I think the Constitution has done exactly what it was supposed to do.
Think it's the Constitution, or is it 200 years of lawyers breaking it apart and reinterpreting everything?
No, I think it's the Constitution. I mean, what happened to the Articles of the Confederation? Why did we have to get rid of them? I think that if there's a conspiracy to be had here, the conspiracy was, hey, let's get rid of the Articles of the Confederation that people fought and died for, and let's slip this Constitution in its place. The Constitution didn't come around until 1789. We fought that war in 1776 to 1779, I believe. That's, a good period of time there. Sure, there were some disputes between the states, but, what's the biggie?
Tony, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amp Line.
Well, hi, guys. Thing about torture, I wanted to mention something you talked about the other day, and that was somebody said that we have rights under the Constitution and obligations, and I want to tear that thing apart because there are no obligations in the Constitution. Now, some other countries like China, in China's Constitution, they outline rights as well, but they also have obligations for what the citizen is supposed to do. The Constitution of this fiction called United States does not have any obligation at all in it because they recognize that you could not obligate anybody to do anything without it being a form of slavery. So yep. You can pour over that thing from front to back and you will not find any obligations. Now, there is a mention of the fact that people between a certain age and of the male sex are considered part of the militia, but there's no obligation to perform under that function.
Although they at the time, they would give you all kinds of problems if you did not perform under that function.
No, I don't think so. No? I think that there were plenty of people that just said, no, forget it, I don't want to be part of it, and they would just turn and walk away. They didn't compel anybody to perform as part of the militia.
I see.
Just like when they asked for a posse, they said, they'd say, hey, how many people want to join the posse? They didn't compel people to join the posse. So it was strictly something that they said, well, this is this is what we consider the militia, is all of these adult males. But they didn't compel anybody to perform in that function.
Yeah, if there's an obligation somewhere, if there's an obligation that binds me to obedience to the federal government, please, I'd love to have somebody point it out to me and calling in and saying, well, there's a social contract and it's invisible. That doesn't count. It seems to me the only obligation that exists are the fact that there are men with guns who are going to hurt you if you don't do what they demand.
Now, my wife is naturalized, and I was there for her naturalization ceremony, and they do, if you're naturalized, they do ask you to swear to certain things. And I wouldn't have done it, but of course my wife wanted to be a citizen. But
right.
Also, as far as the torture goes...
Hang on, we'll get back. Comment on torture here in a moment. More with Gene, your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And if we get a chance, we'll give you the update on what's happening to the Pirate Bay Founders in moments.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything that you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Join the Free State Project at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th, for a weekend of freedom and fun. Early bird registration is only $15. Visit porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C. Porkfest.com for more information and get signed up. We're, by the way, going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, as we did last year. And, of course, last year was an absolute blast. Looking forward to it all over again, this time at a different and hopefully better campground. So we continue here, taking your phone calls, and we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Your thoughts on the torture issue, Gene. Go ahead.
Well, the torture is for one purpose only, and that's to terrorize people. What torture does is it... it doesn't necessarily cause anyone to tell the truth any more than truth serum does. And now, truth serum probably has at least as good a results and maybe better. The Russians have claimed that they have a drug that actually works. So we don't really know the state of the art in the drug area, but we know that it's at least as accurate and reliable as torture. The torture, though, has the added effect of terrorizing not just the people who are being tortured, but those who may get caught in the future. So they know what's coming if they get caught.
And breaking the will, yeah. I think, to some extent, Gene. They don't, you know, the people that you know might be holding out on some secrets. They know that if they try to hold out and be tough, that they're going to get this harsh treatment rather than some drug that relaxes you.
Yeah, but I mean, there are people that'll just hold out, and then there are others that'll just, like you say, cave in and give any kind of information they want them to hear, and that's probably what most people are going to do anyway. They're just going to, you know, make believe that that they're giving them good information when all they're doing is making stuff up because they really don't have any information.
Very good. Or even if they did have information, they'd still make some stuff up just to lead them on a merry chase.
What else do you have to share with us tonight?
Well, that's true, too.
Did you have anything else to share?
That was all. But thanks. I'd have a good show, guys.
Thanks to 800-259-9231. Rich in Maryland is on the line on the AMP line. Hello, Rich.
Hi, how y'all doing
tonight? Just super, Rich. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say before I get into what I called about that I really love your show. I try to listen to it on the podcast every night, and I've been amping for, I think, about a year, and this is the first time I've had an opportunity to call, and it's about a rather silly topic, actually.
All right, sure.
Raisin bread.
Oh, boy.
I had occasion to buy raisin bread.
This is my area of expertise.
Well, wonderful. Maybe you can inform me some more details about this. But looking on the back of this brand name raisin bread package, it says 50% more of what you buy raisin bread for, which one would assume would be raisins.
Raisin. That's what I was thinking.
The government demands that there be a minimum amount of raisins in each loaf of raisin bread.
Wow.
This is not good enough for this brand of raisin bread. Our bread has 50% more raisins than the government asked for. And I think that's just wonderful to know. Do you know any details about this, Julia?
I've never heard of that. I think that's absolutely hilarious.
It's probably an FDA rule that says that in order to legitimately call your product raisin bread, it must have a minimum amount of raisins in the same way that they have different qualifications and classifications for, like, honey. What you can call honey, for instance, I've heard, I don't have the details in front of me, but I've heard that you can have stuff that is mostly corn syrup and just a little bit of honey in it, and you can call that, like, grade A honey under the FDA's labeling system. So it's not the most honest system.
If you want honey, you buy it at the farm stand.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I love raisin bread. Raisin bread, great product.
Makes awesome French toast.
Yeah, it's just it's better than raisin bread.
If you read further, it mentions that. But at first, they do mention how they have 50% more than the government standard.
Learn something new every day, and I did not know that. But that's silly.
Yeah, we need this regulation. I mean, certainly, people would like to have a minimum amount of raisins in their bread. But don't you think that after you've gotten the loaf of bread that has some cinnamon swirled in it and 9 raisins, that you're going to say, holy crap, this thing doesn't have any damn raisins in it. I'm never going to buy this brand of raisin bread again.
I feel well protected.
And I think that those things would happen in the marketplace after the government regulations. I mean, if you look at raisin products, for instance.
If you look at any food products, there are always little, like, 50% more. We have more of this. This is better.
Two scoops of raisins.
Exactly. Right. In any food product, companies are already competing for having the better product. So there's absolutely no reason to assume that wouldn't go on.
So, Rich, anything else you wanted to share?
That was all I thought about.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, that two scoops. So I wondered this since I was a kid. Who regulates what a scoop is? I mean, couldn't they say 4 scoops?
Sure, if it was half the size of the original.
It's just a smaller scoop?
Yeah. And is it supposed to be the size of the scoops that are actually on the box cover? Didn't they used to actually show the scoops full of
raisins? Actual size?
Yeah, I don't know if it was, but didn't they used to show the scoops on the box?
I remember the scoops used to be on the box, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if they still are. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Pirate Bay website. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a very popular website.
Very awesome website.
Where one can go and get whatever one is looking for, almost, in the categories of music and movies.
Video games and
software and books. I mean, they're all over the place. All kinds of entertainment products are there. And, of course, it really irritates the people in the entertainment industry, some of them at least. Some of what do you call them? RIAA, the MPAA. These are these industry associations, basically, that exist to lobby the government to essentially use its violent monopoly forces on their behalf. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to shut down these websites that are essentially, they claim, stealing money from them. They claim that the fact that people can go out and download a brand new DVD or that they can go out and download a new video game is hurting their profits. And, you know, maybe they've got a case there, but
yeah, certainly they affect the profits, but the idea that this would be anything more than civil seems ludicrous to me.
Well, now you say certainly they affect the profits, and that may be a true statement too, but they could affect the profits in a positive manner.
Oh, I'm only saying that they affect the profits. Right. I have no idea.
Right. A lot of people who are in the file sharing community will tell you that they essentially use the file sharing systems out there. And it's not, torrents aren't the only ones, but they'll use these file sharing systems to sample the products that they're looking into buying, and that they understand that if the products aren't purchased, then they'll not make more of them.
What sucks more than buying a CD from a CD store, finding out that there was one or two good tracks on it, and then essentially the CD case becomes a coaster on your coffee table?
Yeah, right.
I hate that.
That is what the music industry has built its whole system on, and that is why they are getting destroyed now. Because they sucked. Because they would create albums that had one hit song on them, and then the other was crap, and people didn't want that. So now, with file sharing, they had to come out with things like, well, buy a song for 99 cents. Of course, that's changed their bottom line, mm-hmm. but if they hadn't have been force-feeding us manure, then, they wouldn't have gotten this. I mean, they deserve this. I'm sorry.
You know what else kind of bugs me? Not necessarily the same with Pirate Bay, though it's a similar system. It's file sharing is essentially like me looking at other people's music collections, you know what I mean, that they're willing to share with me.
Right.
Isn't that the same thing as burning my friend's CDs?
That's also illegal.
Is it?
Right.
Yes. You can only have one this is my understanding, you can only have one copy of a CD that you own, and it can only be in your possession. So, if you're burning CDs or dubbing tapes for friends.
That's stupid, because if I want to introduce one of my friends to new music, I would burn them a CD so they could hear it first, and then maybe they might purchase it.
Maybe. It'd be legal for you to loan them your CD, and then them to give it back to you after they're done listening. So the effect is the exact same, right? If you loan the CD and you're not listening to it while they've got it, then they still get to hear the music, and then you get it back. The only difference is if you give them a copy of it, you can both listen at the same time in two different locations. We'll dig in a little further. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board from around the world, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Tomorrow night, we'll be adding a brand new radio station if all goes as planned. And all of this has to do directly because of our amplifiers. It's because of listeners like you supporting the show for as little as $3 a month. You get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Pirate Bay founders will be spending some time behind bars. Four men behind a file-sharing website that has hundreds of thousands of British users. This is obviously a British story from the Times Online. These people have millions.
Ain't no news that ain't American news,
they
you know.
Millions. Well, there's a Wired story as well. But anyway, they have millions of users from around the world. They're based in Sweden. And they were sentenced to a year in jail in order to pay £2.5 million in damages yesterday for helping internet users download music, films, and computer games. It's a big victory for the entertainment industries. The young gentlemen were found guilty of breaching copyright law in Sweden, where the Pirate Bay was founded. They ordered payment of £900,000 in compensation for 21st Century Fox, £500,000 for MGM and Columbia Pictures each. Despite the verdicts, the four announced that the Pirate Bay, which is used by 25 million people, would continue to operate from computers based in various countries throughout the world. The men who plan to appeal will not begin their sentences or have to pay compensation until the end of the legal process. According to information provided by the Pirate Bay, in one 24-hour period this year, there were 3.3 million users in China, 1.6 million in the U.S., and 824,000 in Britain. That's in one 24-hour period how many people used their website. John Kennedy, head of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, called the verdict the phonographic industry. They still have a trade group called the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. Phonograph is a record player, right? Isn't that what phonograph is?
Yes.
And it's an old name for a good player, so it's really talking about this crappy old...
The one with the big tube.
Yeah.
The big Corolla or whatever the hell it's called.
The one looks like it's a tuba attached to a record player. That's what a phonograph is. So just to give you an idea of really how dinosaur-like these industry groups really are.
Well, you know, the thing that the Pirate Bay makes such a good point on is this is sharing.
Yes.
Now, certainly people are communicating in different fashions than they have communicated in the past. That's what the internet is. It's a communication tool.
Mm-hmm.
But this is sharing. It's me allowing you to copy my song. And now, when we were kids, that would have been no big deal. I know I made mixtapes and all that kind of stuff and gave them to friends and moved them around. Yes, I know. And I did this. And nobody was hurt.
Nope.
I remember the Dead Kennedys released their album. I think it was Jesus Christ Incorporated or something like that. And it was just one-sided, and it said on the back of the tape that, pirate music copying is destroying the music industry, so we've left this tape, this back half blank for your use. So, it is never a big deal when I was a kid. Why do we want to throw people in jail for it now?
I don't know, and I think that we're going down a very scary road here where you're going to
where
start
big
seeing,
companies control the governments.
You're going to start seeing more people going behind bars because they were downloading a song. And I wanted to just go back briefly to something we were talking about a few moments ago, and you guys were touching on how, well, it was a crappy deal when you went and bought a CD for $18 or $20, got two decent songs out of it, and the rest of it was absolute crap. And a lot of people are frustrated by that. And I want to point out that from my observation, and I'm not the only one, but it seems that the speed of information transfer that has drastically increased over the last all of time, but certainly within the last 20 or 30 years, the ability to communicate effectively and quickly, I think, is increasing. It's raising the bar for entertainment products.
Sure it is.
So as an example, Julia and I are kind of fans of this online character, James the Nintendo Nerd. He's the angry video game nerd, and he's a very popular YouTube channel. He basically goes back into the past, and he picks out old NES games or old Super Nintendo games, video games from the 80s and the 90s. And he reviews them. Sometimes he'll review the systems or review the games or whatever. And he usually picks really bad ones so he can make fun of them and talk about how awful.
Because he's the angry video game nerd.
Right, he's very angry, and there's even a little song, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great show, real great funny stuff. The dude's really talented. And it's interesting looking back, remembering being a kid and remembering playing these games, because I grew up in the 1980s. And so I had a Nintendo when I was 8 or 9 or 10 years old. So a lot of these games that he's reviewing, I'm somewhat familiar with, if not have played them myself.
He did the Atari 2600 on one of them, and I certainly had that system.
Yeah. Well, I remember not liking some games back then, but some of the games I remember liking. And then when he does the review, he's pointing out all these things that are wrong with the games, and some of them are so bad. There was one game that he reviewed where the first line of dialogue in the game, that was
spelled
a Japanese
wrong,
game.
Right?
Right, it was a Japanese game, so the translation was messed up. It's one of those English things where their translator just didn't do a very good job, and apparently they didn't have anybody look it over who actually spoke real English prior to releasing it, because the first line of dialogue was obviously wrong.
Yeah, that's so silly. They're selling these games, and they make huge profits on them, and they didn't have somebody look at them.
But it was amazing, and there are all kinds of examples of these, and if you watch more of his catalog of videos, he points out all of these just blatantly obvious mistakes in these games, like games mistakes in programming and mistakes in level design and game design that are just so bad that, to compared to today's standards in games, in popular games, and I'm not talking about oddball games that were just, you know, little release games that nobody knew about. I'm talking about major release games from major game companies in the late 1980s were just crap compared to, a lot of them were crap compared to the same companies releasing games today. And I think it has to do with what they could get away with. Because if you released a game that was a real big, you had a real big marketing campaign behind it, the only way most people would hear if it was a good game or not was
if they played it or if their friends played it. Whereas now you can go and look up game reviews, and
they had video game magazines back then, but there weren't as many of them, and a lot of them were essentially pay-per-play, right, where the video game companies are going to, we're going to buy some ads in your magazine, but just make sure you give us a nice favorable game review. So, you know, do you trust the magazine? Because that's all you had to go on back then was what Nintendo Power said, right? That was it.
About Nintendo's game.
Yeah. So that otherwise it was just word of mouth, and of course the amount of options out there was limited compared to I think what there is today. And so over time communication has become more effective, and video gamers in the 1990s, the internet came out and gamers could go online and they could post their own reviews of these games. And of course that became more popular over time, and now it's even more popular than it's ever been. And if you release a crap game today, the gaming community is going to pick up on that, and they're just going to destroy your reputation over it.
You'd be lucky if they just destroyed your reputation. Mostly, they're just going to ignore you.
Yeah, well, you'll be crucified. There is this one game that did come out. It's like this trucker game that came out within the last few years, and it's just one of the worst games of all time. the game is so bad, I can't even get in to describe how bad this game is. As you're driving, your truck isn't even on the ground, and the speedometer is just messed up, and when you go in reverse, the lights, there's just all kinds of graphical problems, and like there's no way anybody played this game prior to them putting it in a box and putting it out on retail shelves. So all over the gaming websites, this game got torn limb from limb. I mean, people might have bought the game just to see in the bargain bin, just to really see if it was as bad as they said it was. But now you can get video footage of the games, you can get all kinds of different reviews, and it's the same thing for music and movies. If a movie sucks and a CD sucks, people are going to know now because they can taste it before they buy it. They can try it before they buy it because of file sharing. So it's raised the bar. I think file sharing's done wonders.
I feel like the people who oppose this, the musicians especially who oppose this, just do not want to adapt to what people want and don't want to make changes in how they sell their CDs and how they innovate and make money, essentially.
It's the old guard.
Yeah. Yep. Mark, you say this all the time, and I think this is a great quote, and that there are some people who made typewriters back in the day who are probably pissed that we don't use typewriters anymore. But we're all better off for it, and plenty of new opportunities opened up for that guy.
Exactly. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.